Danny O'Donoghue, how you doing?
How much different is this from Science and Faith, the new album, number three?
We've definitely reached a different emotional level on it, you know, and I guess it's the peaks and troughs are even higher or lower than on the last two albums, because, you know, there's definitely a different sense about the band now. We're a lot more, I say, confident as a band, you know, but we're all feeling really good, man. We're feeling really confident, and there's like two or three songs that really reflect that. We have a song called The Good Old Days. It's basically just talking about, like, man, just don't forget about thinking about the past or the future. It's like, these are the good old days, you know. In when we're all old and grey, we will be talking about these days now, like they're the good old days. It's funny because we spend so long on the lyrics. Like, we spent maybe 10 years doing music and production to kind of look after the bottom end and the beats. And there's two types of people in the world. There's people who listen to beats and there's people who listen to lyrics. And we spend a lot of time on each one of those. And it's normally the kids would be listening to the likes of the beats and how fast it is and how can you dance to it. Mm. But then adults listen to the lyrics a lot more. So we seem to have this kind of two-layered process going on that, like, the younger people can get into it because it is quite hip-hop and it's a bit like bit of a skip in the beat and stuff. But then also, you know, parents and stuff could get into it because we have spent a long time on the lyrics and we do take a lot of pride in, you know, telling stories and stuff. So it's a little something for everyone, I guess.
And there you're talking about the manufacturing of the sound and working with Will I Am as well. How did you find that?
I loved it, you know, because he's always been a massive hero of mine, especially in the production game. A lot of people probably just know him best for the Black Eyed Peas stuff or the stuff he sings. But, you know, he's been involved in, you know, hundreds and millions of record sales, you know, just down to production. And, you know, the bands that he's worked with in the past. I mean, I didn't even realise he'd worked with U2 in the past as well on a song called If I Don't Go Crazy Tonight on their last album. And it's like, it just goes to show you the stature, you know. He's worked with Michael Jackson, people like U2, but yet he would still be humble enough to come in and let the script produce him, which I find is just still to this day is mind-blowing, you know.
What makes him special?
He's figured out something in music that I think it's going to take me another 10, 15 years to figure out. When you spend the 10,000 hours, I believe, with music like he has, you start to figure things out in a completely different realm. And I don't think you can actually put it into words what you learn at that stage. I think it's just, it's emotion and it's instinct. I think that's what he has over everybody else, just instinct.
His most recent single, he launched it on Mars. Hall of Fame, do you think you could launch that on the moon?
Nah, man, it's just, that's a Milky Way song, man. We need that going across the whole solar system.
Well, you've been trending worldwide on Twitter, so you might as well go intergalactic.
Yeah, might as well, yeah, exactly.
Danny O'Donoghue, it's always a pleasure and look forward to seeing you in Belfast.
Thank you, brother.
No
great
problem.
Talking to you. Talk to you soon.